State lawmakers recently set up a meeting in El Jebel for locals to talk with Colorado's top insurance official. Senator Gail Schwartz helped organize the get-together.
I think they were surprised at what they heard. I don't think they began to appreciate how serious the nature of these cost impacts were to our citizens and our workforce. People were spending 30% of their income on insurance coverage and not even having access to catastrophic plans.
Schwartz approves of the new study.
Well, I'm relieved. Let's go back and revisit what the cost of care is and why we may have such high rates overall, and then how we can be part of a system that really can spread out what it does cost to serve citizens throughout the state.
Vince Plamel is with the Colorado Division of Insurance. He says his agency has been examining the issue for months.
This is absolutely a concern for us.
Plamel describes the division's plans to review health care costs statewide to figure out why they're different from one place to the next.
That isn't something that we regulate. We don't regulate doctor costs, hospital costs, but it's something we want to dig into and get under the hood on.
And why isn't this information already available?
Well, I think in some respects, the data of just the costs themselves is, through various sources like the All Claims Payer Database, it's available. But the why behind it is some of the tough things to get at. That's figuring out why are hospitals charging this or specialists or things like that, which isn't as readily available. It is tough to tease out all the different things that are pertinent to this situation, and it's challenging to get it the information from carrier to carrier, from hospital to hospital to hospital, from provider to provider, and also just trying to put it all together into something meaningful.
Garfield County, of course, as we've reported, asked the governor to intervene in some fashion regarding the higher premium prices in the resort pricing area, which includes Pitkin County and Garfield County. Is that connected to this study in any way?
Yes, I would say so. In fact, it was the governor and his office that asked Commissioner Salazar to undertake this study to look at healthcare costs and the variation. My guess is that stems from the request for him to be involved.
Has the state submitted any proposed changes to the pricing areas to the federal government? There was a deadline for that recently.
We did not submit any changes. One of the problems was as you move things around in this kind of puzzle, is it's like a balloon. You move things here and prices squeeze out over there. But more importantly, we really didn't have any new data, and we knew that it couldn't be justified to the Department of Health and Human Services. So one of the trade-offs is the commissioner is really keen on moving forward this study to try and figure out something more than just moving a county here, a county there, or addressing it for the short term. She wants to dig into what is the real driver of health premiums, and that's healthcare costs, and find out, is there something more that can be done? Is there something more to address that real key part of the issue?
That's Vince Plamel, spokesman for the Colorado Division of Insurance in Denver. Eagle, Pitkin, and Garfield County officials weighed in with their thoughts on the new healthcare study. Eagle County likes the idea, and so does Pitkin County Manager John Peacock.
I think we're very supportive of the state looking at that. You know, the problem is that people need to get insurance now.
That's a problem because the state has decided not to lower premiums until 2016. That's causing Garfield County commissioners some heartburn. Frank Hutfliss is county attorney.
The commissioners thought that was just ridiculous. We have provided them with reams of new data, new statistics. And in fact, that new data shows that Garfield County has an average health care overall cost of less than the greater Denver metro area and less than the statewide average.
Hutfliss says Garfield County is again deciding whether to file a lawsuit against the state over this issue. For now, State Representative Millie Hamner and State Senator Gail Schwartz are working together to find an intermediate fix. That could mean making tax subsidies more widely available. It could make a huge difference for professionals like Carbondale resident Amy Barr. She's the executive director of United Way for Garfield and Pitkin counties. She tells us that even though she's a breast cancer survivor, she's foregoing health insurance completely because the rates are so high. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.